Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Welcome to Companies to Watch. This morning, we're putting the spotlight on ST Engineering. But first, let's take you back to last week, where at Budget 2021, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat announced the extension of the job support scheme for the aviation and aerospace sectors until September this year.
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. Plus a further 870 million Sing dollars set aside for the aviation sector to tide it over during the pandemic slump. But how does this actually help companies on the ground?
Well, Singapore Technologies Engineering, or let's call them ST Engineering, is one of these which has benefited. It's a vertically integrated engineering group in the aerospace, electronics, land systems and marine sectors.
And they recently reported full year financial results for the year ended the 31st of December 2020, and the impact of COVID-19 was clear. Net profit fell 10% to 534.4 million Sing dollars compared to the year before.
Now, I tell you what, without the help of JSS and other grants, ST Engineering's net profit would have plunged 70% year on year to 172 million.
So this year, it is reorganizing to strengthen its core business and better align the business for future growth by focusing on two key clusters, the commercial and defense and public security.
So that brings us to this point where, you know, what does all this mean for the company's outlook? Let's see if we can get some help from Royston Young, who's a senior analyst at The Smart Investor. Royston, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thanks.
So let's first talk about ST Engineering. It's got four distinct divisions: aerospace, electronics, land systems, and marine. Could you share more about how the pandemic has affected each division differently? Aerospace is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, okay. So basically, aerospace and marine divisions did pretty badly, I would say, compared to land systems and electronics. So if you look at aerospace, revenue was down about 21%, net profit down about 28%. And I think everyone understands that aviation is going through a very tough patch now. If you look at SIA's numbers, it's down 97% year-on-year in terms of passenger numbers. So that will probably weigh on the aerospace division for the near future. And for marine, they actually did better in terms of revenue. Then the net profit fell because I think two main factors here. They had disruption to operations and the workforce due to COVID-19. So they had to halt work temporarily. And there was also some losses on construction of vessels contracted at low rates during 2018. So if you look at the other two divisions, I think electronics was buoyed by the smart city offering. So they actually did better. And there was also some government support. And land systems, basically, it hinges on defense spending. So that's more resilient during the crisis.
Yeah, very much so. And with that in mind, I'm quite curious why ST Engineering fared better in terms of its 2020 earnings when you compare it to its peers in the industrial or the conglomerate space.
Okay, well, the closest peer I can think of is probably Keppel. Keppel basically just went a big impairment when they announced their results. So the oil and gas division obviously suffered from a much lower demand. And the group had to book a major impairment. So I think that's the main reason here that it's doing better. Because ST Engineering, even though it has four divisions, two of them actually are pretty defensive. And electronics is even growing. Whereas if you look at conglomerate like Keppel, its oil and gas division is really doing very badly and dragging the whole group down. So that's the reason why I think it's faring better for ST Engineering.
Okay, it's pretty obvious how JSS will help the group. It's been extended till September 2021. There's also the $870 million set aside for the aviation sector. But Royston, you know, just because a vaccine gets rolled out, everyone gets vaccinated, we are still hearing reports that we expect the aviation sector to continue to suffer at least for a while more. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think the problem now is that even though the vaccine is being distributed, there's still a bit of uncertainty as to how well it can be disseminated. So that's the first thing, logistics, distribution. Each country has chosen its own vaccine, and we also don't know how it's going to roll out. That's number one. I guess number two is also, you look at several new strains of the virus that's coming out, so there's also some uncertainty as to whether there might be another big resurgence in cases. So I think governments, they're just being cautious. They want to make sure that they close their borders. They want to make sure everything is okay before they start to allow travel again. So then that's the reason why I think, you know, the government has to come up with the scheme to continue to help the aviation sector.
Yeah, well, back in terms of investment, everybody loves a dividend, don't they? Despite the weaker results, the total dividend for the fiscal year 2020 stayed constant at 15 Singapore cents. That was in line with prior years, wasn't it? So can we expect that dividends will hold steady in the years to come?
Yeah, I think there are two factors that I looked at when I actually thought about this question. So the first is that if you look at the free cash flow generation for ST Engineering, it's been very consistent. I just looked at the five-year free cash flow. It's always been positive. And in fact, 2020 saw the highest free cash flow generated in the last 5 years. And you are looking at the COVID-19 pandemic. So I think that's one factor. The other factor is if you look at ST Engineering's order book, it actually remains robust and it's also increasing. If I look at 2016, it was only 11.6 billion. But then last year, it was like 15.4 billion, which is probably the highest in 5 years. So I think these two factors alone sort of assure me that they can continue paying the same dividend year on year.
All right, Royston. This year, ST Engineering is going to have two new key clusters, commercial as well as defense and public security. Obviously, this is all in line with our Smart City initiative. Will this help the company recover in that sense?
Oh, okay. So basically, I think that this revamp actually makes it leaner. It's probably easier for them to then do peer comparison. Because I saw a point there that said they actually need to do peer comparisons in terms of benchmarking. So I think basically now that they have restructured, they can benchmark themselves more easily, maybe even set medium-term targets, key performance indicators. So then you had the old legacy four divisions, which is probably harder to benchmark. So in that case, it's harder for each of them to grow because then you don't have any peers to compare with. But of course, it's still early days. They are trying to grow Smart City, International Defense, but it's right now it's still a small percentage of group revenue. So then once they actually restructure everything and it's clearer for investors now, they can compare each subsegment and then see how the revenue grows over time. So basically, it's easier to monitor from now on. Oh.
Okay, so this sounds quite biased towards the positive, which is great. If we just pull together all of these threads that you've just talked about, the aerospace and marine sectors, they continue to be impacted by the pandemic, but aviation also not expecting any recovery this year. Mm. But when we pull it together with some of the other things you've said, what's your outlook on the stock?
Okay, I think basically this is a very good blue chip stock to own if you want stability and you want consistent dividends. Okay, why do I say that? Because if you look at ST Engineering, they're still continuing to clinch a lot of contracts. I mean, if you look at 2020, they still managed to clinch a high number of contracts despite all the tough conditions. And their order book has also been increasing, I mean, despite all the tough conditions out there. And the dividends have been kept constant. So even though the COVID-19 has had a major effect on aerospace, it still managed to pay 15 cents a year. And the dividend yield is 4%, which I think is very decent for income-seeking investors. And you also have this growth angle because of the reorganization. It could signify a return to growth for ST Engineering once the pandemic passes. So I think basically if you're looking for something very stable and gives you a 4% dividend yield, ST Engineering is your choice.
All right. We've been speaking with Royston Yang, who is the senior analyst at the Smart Investor. Royston, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.